AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 21 people were killed in a Russian attack on a school and community center in Mariupol in Ukraine. In the northern city of Chernihiv, the mayor says at least 53 people were killed. Survivors have emerged from the basement of a theater hit by Russian airstrikes in Mariupol. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Hundreds of men, women, and children were sheltering inside the three-story theater building in the center of Mariupol when it collapsed in a smoking ruin. Some officials believe as many as 1,000 people had gathered there to seek safety amid Russia's strangulating three-week siege of the strategic southern port city. Meanwhile, almost two dozen people have been killed by Russian artillery that destroyed a school and a community center in Mariupol near the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Mariupol's mayor said the attack occurred just before dawn in a region that has seen heavy bombardment as stalled Russian forces try to advance in the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Slovakia, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia must be held accountable.
If you attack civilians purposely, target civilians purposely, then that is a crime.
According to Russia's news agency TASS, a court near Moscow extended the detention of WNBA star Brittany Griner until May 19th. Griner was detained at an airport in Moscow last month. Authorities in Russia say Griner's luggage was searched and vape cartridges allegedly containing oil derived from cannabis were found. It could carry a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin tested positive for the coronavirus. Today is St. Patrick's Day, and his meeting with President Biden had to be at a distance.
Bishop, I'm really deeply sorry for the inconvenience we have to meet virtually again this year, although I did at a little distance for 7.5 minutes get to see you yesterday.
This is AP News. Researchers think bigger vehicles are accounting for an increase in the number of pedestrian deaths.
The study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety suggests those wider pillars that support the roof structure make it harder for drivers to spot people walking near the corner of their vehicle, especially if an SUV or truck is turning. Consumer Reports also finds high hoods obstruct driver views of pedestrians crossing in front of the vehicles. And even away from intersections, pickups are 80% more likely than cars to hit a pedestrian on the road. SUVs are 61% more likely. More than 6,500 pedestrians were killed in the U.S. in 2020, a jump of 59% from a decade earlier. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Texas man was arrested on a capital murder charge after fatally shooting two dentists at a clinic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.